The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Today on Cinco de Mayo, literally in Spanish, May 5th, many Americans celebrate in some fashion the Mexican culture, but very few Americans understand its real roots. For starters, most of us mistake Cinco de Mayo for Mexican Independence Day, thinking it's equivalent to the American July 4th. But Mexico's Independence Day is celebrated on September 16th. By the way, that is why our parish celebrates our Hispanic cultural festival in mid-September. Sadly, most of our Anglo parishioners don't know the roots of that September celebration either. Who cares? It's just an excuse to throw a party. Let me give you a quick history lesson about today's real roots. On May 5th, 1862, the Mexican army, with only 4,500 soldiers, many of whom were common farmers with pitchforks, defeated the larger and more professionally trained soldiers of 6,000 French troops in Puebla, Mexico. The invading French hoped to conquer the Mexican nation and establish a pro-French monarchy to rule it. The Cinco de Mayo battle was not the final conflict between Mexico and France, but the unexpected victory gave the Mexicans hope that they could eventually overthrow their occupiers, which they did 5 years later in 1867. But I believe even deeper roots of what occurred on Cinco de Mayo go back over 300 years earlier to 1531. On December 9th of that year, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to St. Juan Diego and converted an entire nation to Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church. In other words, at the heart of every culture is a cult, as you can even tell from the etymology. Cult forms the principal part of the word culture. The deepest roots, therefore, of the Mexican people's identity, later manifested in military exploits like Cinco de Mayo, plunges into their shared religious experiences. Before any true culture can declare its independence from other nations, it must declare its absolute dependence on God. This suggestion that religious roots are the deepest roots of a culture raises the question of what are the deepest roots of our American culture? Even a C student of modern American society can perceive in the culture wars raging today a fight to assert the roots and the foundation of our culture. In a sense, all Americans are asking, are our roots religious? And if so, which religion? Or are our roots non-religious? With perhaps a vague feeling of God, but with no clear idea of who He is. In other words, the roots of the culture wars we witness and wage in modern America is trying to answer the question, is there a cult in American culture? What is America's real roots? Now, those questions are rather big and rather speculative for us this morning at 7 a.m. Mass. So let me make it more personal. What are our deepest roots as individuals? Since you are sitting here at Mass this morning, that should be a no-brainer. Our roots are religious, namely in the Catholic religion. But what about your children and your grandchildren? What are their deepest roots? Another way to ask the question is, what is your children and grandchildren's culture? Does their personal culture have a cult at the core? Do they believe in God? Do they know who He is? And does that knowledge of who He is evolve into a lived relationship with Him? Does it make a difference in their lives? That might be a good conversation to have with them. Is there a cult in their culture? Maybe you could have that conversation with them this summer on July 4th. As you get together to eat hot dogs and hamburgers and celebrate our Independence Day. Why? Because before any true culture can declare its independence from other nations, it must first declare its absolute dependence on God. We can learn a thing or two on Cinco de Mayo about the Mexican culture. And maybe even something about our own American culture. Praised be Jesus Christ.